This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all those gardening questions. So give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. You provide quite a service for us.
Thank you.
I have a problem. I love bee balm and bachelor buttons, and they don't seem to get powdery mildew when they first start growing, and then it gets horrible. Now, they have plenty of room, they have plenty of sun, and I spray, but I don't know if there's anything else I can do, or is it just endemic to the particular plant?
Well, so my question first for you would be, when are you spraying? When are you doing it, preemptively? Are you doing it?
I was told by the garden center to spray every single week, whether I saw them or not. Well, I did not do that this year. And it seems like even doing that, it's always near the end of the season. Like now, it's just horrible. I just had to cut them down. I just don't know, and I don't want to, I'm using a very good quality spray, so I just don't know if it's just something I have to live with, or is there something else I can do? And the ones that are really bad are just the most beautiful ones. They're big red scarlet bee bombs, and I think it's called Monardia deedmon. I might be pronouncing it wrong, and I thought they were supposed to be resistant to powder and mildew, but I guess I'm incorrect.
Well, so, I would take this year out of the equation, to be honest
equation
with you.
Yeah.
Because this year, and I know you're in New Hampshire. Are you on the southern part of New Hampshire?
Yes, Madden, so you, New Hampshire.
Yeah, so you probably... Yeah, so you probably got as much rain as we did in a lot of Massachusetts. Because July, we were on record for having, I believe, 18 days of measurable rain. And so I want to say no matter what type of plant, even though they're resistant, was going to get it this year. There have been studies out there. Excuse me, for more of the powdery mildew resistant, right? And there's a number of them that will state, these are resistant. But a year like this, I would say all of that, all the studies, everything is out the window. I mean, they did.
I was thinking that the, I don't know, I think it's been terribly humid and terribly hot, and I think it's been going on since June. So I said they probably don't even have a chance this year.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, I think that's the issue with it for this season. But going forward, you know, those varieties that are, you know, resistant to it, stick with those. Those are definitely worth it. You can go online. There's, I know, there was a number of years ago, they had done like a study where they did like 40 or 50 different cultivars and tried to figure out which ones were the best, right? And so they have some that are the best for powdery mildew resistance. You know, one of the things to do, and you've already kind of said it also, is, you know, there's plenty of space, there's plenty of, you know, airflow. You know, maybe it's at the beginning when they're growing up, thin them out a little bit from the beginning to allow some extra airflow to go through. So when they bush out and they start to form, you know, maybe thin out a branch or two. Not to the extreme, like I've talked about with, like, tomatoes where you lollipop them. That would look kind of odd for a Monarda.
Okay.
But I would think thinning it out a little bit.
Probably familiar with it. It is such a beautiful bloom. I don't know. I like, it's just big red. And then it even double blooms on top of itself. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's it definitely is. It's something that you look at, and when it has that double bloom, it almost looks like an alien. Like, it doesn't even look like it should be as magnificent as it is, just the way how it blooms.
And everyone that comes to the house, because I have a white front, just goes, "What flower is that? That is so beautiful." And I said, I know, but it really gets so much mildew. Okay,
well, so
I don't understand. Is mildew just in the air? Is that what it is? And then some flowers just draw it to their leaves? Is that actually what it is? Or is it fungus just growing? I mean, it's just amazing. You know, and I try to pick the leaves off that I see it on first, but that does no good. It hits them all.
So powdery
airflow, you're thinking more airflow, and maybe if I go back to spraying as soon as they start up, or should I wait a little?
Well, so what I would be doing is using that spray as a preventative. Now, there's a program out there called IPM, Integrated Pest Management, and that pest is not just for insects, it's for disease and fungus, right? What that whole process is, a lot of it is watching your plants and knowing the next season when things usually happen and why they happen. And so powdery mildew tends to happen almost at the same time every year.
Yes, you're right.
So the best way to do anything is knowing, I'm just going to put a date on there, but it could be any date. So today's date of August 15th, we know that on August 15th, it starts to get powdery mildew, just as an example. So I usually will go back 2 to 3 weeks prior to that and say, all right, the end of July, I'm going to start spraying these plants with a fungicide. It can be organic or non-organic. And then spraying it, depending upon if it's organic, it's usually every 7 days. If it's synthetic, it's every 14 days. And spraying them preemptively. And what I also do, like I said, is thin out some of the leaves. But the major problem in how this happens is the rain that we get and then the humidity on top of it. So your plants get wet from rain or how they're watered. Then the humidity comes in and the water just sticks and the airflow can't dry it out and just water is in the air, on the plants, in the soil, everywhere around it, and creates this mildew because it just doesn't have anywhere to go. Now, So like I said, you can kind of do some preemptive to help it. The other thing, what you can do is water these specific plants in the soil instead of, if you have a sprinkler system, don't have the sprinkler on those areas. Use a hose to water them. Because what you're doing by using a sprinkler system is just promoting the mildew. Because the water is just going into the air and around the plants, creating that area where it's just going to happen. You know, and that's one of the reasons why with a lot of plants we talk about watering the soil versus the leaves. Because it'll sit, that moisture and that water will sit on the leaves, starting to cause some of these mildews. That's definitely part of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be more attentive, and I will start the spraying. But I know this was who knows, we might have a bad year next year, too. But you're right. It does start, seems, the end of July. But I will look it up. And now it's horrendous. I cut down a bunch yesterday. I hated to do it. But
yeah, and the thing is being ahead of it is definitely the way to go. And if you look at it,
if I can keep it at a minimum, I'd be happy.
Exactly.
And I noticed I planted two other varieties, and I just cut them down. And I remember when I bought them at the gardener's show, she said, "Oh, I don't get mildew." That was not correct, because they were worse than the ones I had. So I don't know.
Well.
You just got to be on top of it.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate the call. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil's in Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a couple of questions for you, Patrick.
Sure.
So I'm thinking about going into step four for my lawn. I did step three maybe around the beginning of July, and so I figured maybe as I get towards the end of August, that might be a good time for the next step. Thing is, I really haven't followed the step one, step two, step three per se. So what I was wondering was if I was to, say, go to, Mahoney's or even look into natural alternatives, what particular fertilizer would you recommend? And is the end of August a good time maybe to look at the step four?
Yeah, so if you were to put everything on a calendar, right, starting with step one, doing it every 6 weeks or so, the next week to 10 days is about when step four is usually put down. But I would say that I wouldn't just stop with this one. I'd put a step five down as well from here. And you can actually use the same product. You can use, like, they'll call it like a fall fertilizer or a winterizer. At this time, okay. Step four, that's usually what it is. But I would use that, next 10 days or so, and then 6 weeks after that. Because I find myself that the last couple applications are the most important for next year. Because our lawn still is living during the winter. We kind of look at it as like, oh yeah, it's just, it goes away. But the fact is it needs some of those nutrients to help it survive the winter and be ready for spring. So for you to be more successful, the steps that you put down now and then again in about 6 weeks are the most important to get your lawn successful long term, right? Because if you can start it off the right way, It means you're not going to have as much of the issues with the lawn. Lawn's going to be stronger, which means you'll be able to focus on getting it thicker and better that way versus worrying about issues and spot treating here and there. So I would definitely head to like a step four, but realize you're gonna, you can use the same one again in 6 weeks.
Okay, that's great.
Go ahead. So you could actually use step three too at this point again. Because it's like a fertilizer. It's like a summer fertilizer. And the way temperatures usually go around now in the next couple weeks, it will warm up still. And so it's like a summer fertilization. And then you can use the winterizer. But either one. They're both really more fertilizer than they are like working on weeds or anything. So that's why you could use step three or four at this point.
Okay. All right. Very good. The other question I had is I've noticed a lot of the, my plants are on my property, including like a large red maple, actually dropping some of its leaves over the last week or so. Would you maybe put that towards the excessive heat we've had?
Well, I'd say it's a combination of the excessive heat and the excessive rain.
Okay.
Right. So the temperatures are just the temperatures and the way the rain has been so crazy that I a lot of our plants are just, they don't know what time of year it is.
Yeah, because I've noticed some yellowing in some of my smaller pines and I'm thinking to myself, it must be because of the all the rain we had now with these 100-degree, 95-degree days we've had. Maybe that's putting a stressor on it as well. So,
which it definitely,
yeah.
No, it definitely is, and I would say the more north you go, the more you are going to see, the trees start to change color at this point. It has a lot to do with just the weather we've been having.
Okay, very good. Hey, Patrick, that's a great newsletter you put out. Especially this past week, just wanted to give you a compliment on that.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. You have a great day. You too, Neil. Thank you. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Devin Nunes slammed Democrats' quest for control during the pandemic.
Fast forward to the Obama super spreader birthday party. I just think that no matter what Fauci and all these guys say, we're getting a huge split in this country because it's the old saying of do what I say, not what I do. And I think people have had enough of it.
The California Republican appeared on Fox's Waters World. A Texas border town and the federal government have reached a deal that stops the transfer of illegal immigrants to the border community, according to a report. Laredo Mayor Pete Sines told the Monitor that under the agreement, illegal immigrants transferred to the border town from the Rio Grande Valley will no longer remain in Laredo, but will instead be bused to places like Austin, Dallas, and Houston. This is USA Radio News. The number of job openings posted on the Indeed hiring platform stipulating COVID-19 vaccines as a condition of employment has risen sharply in recent weeks, popping up in sectors with little interpersonal contact, according to the company's research arm. The share of job postings per million explicitly mentioning COVID-19 vaccine requirements rose 34% in the week ending August 7th compared to the same period the prior month. The Marines have begun arriving in Kabul to help secure the evacuation of embassy staff as the Taliban offensive sweeps through Afghanistan, the Pentagon said Friday. Matt Zeller, a military advisor to the Afghan security forces, says it's a shameful day for our country.
So concerned with the optics of a chaotic evacuation that in choosing to do nothing up until now, they have ensured the very thing that they were most afraid of.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Andrew is in Minnesota.
Andrew, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Just have a couple questions of transplanting trees.
Okay.
So my soil is really sandy, and we've been extremely dry in my part of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of wondering, is it even smart to try to transplant trees here in the fall, or would it be better not to?
No, it definitely can be done. You know, it would depend on what you're doing for trees. Are they deciduous? Are they evergreen? What kind of trees are they?
Well, I'm getting them from my father-in-law's farm.
Okay.
Some of them are evergreen. Some are, you know, popples and aspen.
Okay. Well, so the thing about it is they want to be done either early spring or later in the fall. That's the time for most of the trees. Now they don't like to be transplanted when it's warm. So if you can wait some time where the temperatures are going to average a little bit, like, you know, almost below 70, that's when a better time would be. The plants will just dry out so quickly if it's too hot, that type of thing. What I would suggest doing, is it possible to the plants that you're going to be transplanting to get like a hose out to them, or are they kind of wild into the field?
I think most of them are going to be in the field, but I can easily just bucket water to them.
So what I like to do to help them is water them the day before or night before. Because what happens is every time when you dig up a tree like that and you put a shovel in and you cut a root, the root tries to absorb whatever it can right at that moment, right? And if the plants already have moisture in them, they're not going to just pull up just tons of air. You know what I mean? So if they're really dry and there's no moisture in the soil, they're just going to pull up air and it's going to affect the transplant. Whereas if it's been watered and there's some water in there, they're going to obviously pull up some air, but they're not going to pull up just nothing but air. You know what I mean? So it gives them a good shot to start with, right?
Okay.
From so there,
water them a little bit and then dig them up. Okay.
That's what I would do. From there, though, what I would be doing is when I put them into the ground, I'd be using some sort of starter fertilizer. Now, Espoma has a great one in the Biotone starter, right? That Biotone starter is a granular form, add to the soil, and it helps with the mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae is a beneficial fungus that attacks your root system and allows it to absorb more moisture, fertilizer, etc. So that would be how I would do it. I'd be adding some sort of compost to the soil.
Okay.
The other thing you can be looking at doing is Natural Alternatives has a product called Protolizer. So protolyzer works with the fertilizer to allow it to absorb those nutrients as well a little bit easier. So that might be a good way of just being extra cautious, right?
Okay.
To get them to really do what you're looking for them to do.
Okay. The next question about it is there a certain size of tree that's best to transplant? Like, should I be looking for, you know, little 18... 24-inch trees, or should I be looking for bigger ones?
Well, so you can do either. It's just all depends on how big of a root ball you can handle. Because okay. You want to try and get as much of that root system as possible. Right? Don't go real close to the trunk. Try to go out at least like 12 to 14, you know, inches on either side of the trunk to get as much of that root system as possible. That's where it is. That's where the most it's most effective. It doesn't matter how tall the plant is. It's the root system, how much of that you can handle.
Okay.
You know, and it's different if you have a machine, you know, like that you can move stuff, maybe you get a bigger root ball. But if you don't, that's what's going to really do it for you.
Okay, maybe stick to the smaller trees then, just to make sure I get enough of the root.
Definitely, and that's where the biggest thing is, taking care of the root system.
Okay. And with that fertilizer, would you suggest putting it in where I dig the hole, or on the top around the tree?
It's mixed into the soil that you fill around the tree.
Okay.
So, you know, use the existing soil that's already there, plus some, like, maybe some compost mixed in with that existing soil, and then mix that fertilizer in it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then just the biggest thing is water, water, water.
Yep.
That's where a lot of the work is done, is just making sure it stays watered, especially at the beginning, because it's in shock. It's that the plant is in shock.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thanks for the info.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Andrew.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, earlier we were talking about some powdery mildew and some issues with Monarda and some other plants. And it brought up a good thought, like, what causes powdery mildew? So during the break, I looked it up to see if there was, you know, a list. And, you know, obviously there's lists for everything. And one of them was poor air circulation. Another one was air quality. Another one's high humidity. And then a couple of them that I really wasn't thinking about was one's over-fertilization, and the other one is insufficient light. So you need the light in order to dry out that moisture and allow the mildew to not develop. We don't want it to develop, so that's part of it. So that was definitely something I learned today, a little bit more. I mean, I knew those answers, but I tend to try and look things up after I have some of the questions from you guys so I can make sure I'm getting all the information and can answer it all the right way. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show to answer all your gardening questions, so definitely give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out today. It's going to be a great day out there, a lot cooler than it has been. Our temperatures lately have been in the 90s. And so having a day where it's in the low 80s, or it's really in the 60s at this point, but later on today in the 80s, you kind of say, all right, I can deal with this. So definitely get out there in the garden, help out your plants because they've been stressed out the past couple days with the temperatures. The temperatures have just been extreme. I mean, it's August. That's what happens. But definitely need to help take care of your plants because the temperatures we've been having prior to that have been cool and lots of rain. Our plants were used to it. Now they're getting dry again and saying, where's all this moisture? So definitely do what you can to help them out because they need all the help they can get. Mother Nature has done its job so far. It's our turn now. So if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Again, our number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you know, this next couple weeks is not looking like a lot of rain. It's interesting. Like I say this all the time, but when you look at a you know, a 15-day forecast, you kind of say, all right, how much of this can I trust? How much of this, et cetera? So it doesn't look like it's going to rain, so that's why we've got to take care of our plants. These are the times to be thinking more of, you know, can I use soaker hoses? Can I use you know, soil moist into my planters? Can I add that? Can I look at like a product like Hydratane? Add that to the lawn at this point to pull some of that moisture from the air. You know, those are some things. That's some of the reasons why we try to do those early in the year so that we're not worrying about it at this point in time. So, you know, you'll hear me talk about it year after year in regards to what, you know, what to use in soil moist, Hydratane. Those types of things are great uses for your lawn, for your garden, to help you with the future and allow it to, you know, when it comes to this point, kind of take a little bit of a break and not have to worry about it as much. Those are some things to really be thinking about this time of year and saying, all right, my spring next year, I'm going to use these products so that my summer time, I can spend it enjoying it instead of having to worry about these things. So, if you have any questions, I know I keep saying the phone number here, but our phone number is 855-660-4261. We got a little over 2 hours left in the show, so plenty of time to answer those gardening questions. I know a lot of you are getting up, getting ready for the day, and we'll be here to start your day off right when it comes to the garden. So grab a cup of coffee, enjoy your time, and we'll do what we can to help you out. So we do have a call. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ed is in Elliott, Maine.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. I'm down here in South York County.
Yep.
I had put in a little lilac. I put in a planted a lilac. Now it's, and it seems like it doesn't like competition with other stuff around it. Number one, number two, is a good time to put lime down early in the spring, late or middle of the fall, pelletized lime. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, you can actually do either time. early spring or in the fall. Some people will actually do it, multiple times a season, depending upon the variety that you're using, if it's a fast-acting versus a regular. But you could definitely, either time would be fine.
All right, so it's not twice a year, it's just once. Is that correct?
If you're using the regular pelletized lime,
yes,
it would be once a year because it lasts for like 6 months. It takes about 6 months for it to work.
Okay.
One or the other. Either way, you can definitely do it.
Okay. Second thing, I have these things as thorn bushes. Now, they're very, very, very difficult to get rid of. Now, I've been told at school by an old-timer, says, look, you cut them down as far as you can, and then you get a copper shank nail and stick, drive it into the root. And did you ever hear such a thing?
I have, and I can go over that a little bit more on the other side of the break. We're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, and Ed who was had a question in regards to, he said there was an old time saying that putting nails into the trunk of a tree can kill it. Well, he's definitely right. But it's probably going to be a little bit harder than it used to be. That you need to be using a copper nail in order for this to really work. Now, Nathan just told me in my ear that maybe you heard it. I don't know, but that it is a copper nail. So here's the thing: copper nails. If you put one in, it can take some time to do it if it's a very, you know, if you're trying to get rid of a tree. For like brush that he was talking about, maybe what you really need to do is you need to get it in there through the bark and into what they call the phloem. The phloem is the inside of the plant, which allows the everything to move up and down in the plant, right? What that will do is the copper, so much copper gets into it, it will actually kill it. So it can be done. Now, what I like to do when it comes to, viney, bushy type things like this is I like to get a product like a brush killer from Boni. They have a brush killer, which is like a, they call it Brush Killer BK32. And what I do is I cut the vine or whatever it is, and on the fresh wound, take a paintbrush and paint that product solution on the open wound. Now, it's doing the same thing, right? Because the copper nail, we're looking to get the copper nail into the phloem, so into the, you know, the light-colored part of the bark on the inside, and go get the copper to go through the plant. We're doing the same thing with the fresh wounds. With this product, we're trying to get it into that so it flows down into the roots and kills down into the root versus, you know, just the foliage. Now, a lot of times you can do it in kind of a 1-2 type punch. You can spray an entire area, let it, you know, kill it for a week, 10 days, and then clean up that area, and then you'll see a lot of the bottom is still there and is still viable. Getting some fresh cuts on those and then painting those will be the deep way to do it, especially if it's in an area where there's just so many vines that the vines have taken over, so it's not easy for you. So that's how I would do it. But that copper nail is definitely can be done. Now, if you have a tree that you can't cut down or you're trying to get rid of, they actually say basically at the base, take the copper nails and make like a circle around the base of the tree and, you know, hammer them all in all the way, and that will speed up the process of killing the tree. Now, don't do it on a tree that you want the town to cut down. Don't do it as something to speed that up. That is completely against the law. It actually reminds me of you know, when somebody went to, I believe, Alabama and used a weed killer to kill some of their trees. They kind of did the same thing. They drilled holes, put it in there. Totally against the law. Don't do it. But if it's on your property and you're just like, I can't cut that down, I want it to, you know, kind of die, that's what you can do. But that's the old-time way of doing it, and it's definitely is possible. The less you put into it, say you put one copper nail in, it's going to take a long time. The more you put in, obviously. But it is true. The old copper nail can kill the weed or a tree. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a couple hours left in the show. We're going to be wrapping up this 7 o'clock hour. But we have two more hours with open lines for you to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So give us that call. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, the next 2 hours, we'll just try to answer as many questions as possible and help you out with your gardening problem. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.